The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
And good morning. Our guests today in the studio, Carolyn Collins, chairperson, and Stephanie Leiprand, the vice chair of the Huron County Relay for Life event, coming up this Saturday night, Sunday morning. It runs about 24 hours, and they do a whole lot of things at the park in Bad Axe, and you'll be doing it again this year. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
So again, it is coming up this Friday, Saturday and Sunday morning.
Correct.
And it's going to be where? Because you were at the fairgrounds, you were at the park, and I want to make sure everybody gets to the right spot.
We're going to be at the Bad Axe City Park, and the relay starts Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and runs Sunday morning to 10 a.m.
And this is for the American Cancer Society, cancer research, education, all the things that the organization supports.
Correct. ACS is celebrating 100 years this year, and that is our theme, Decades of Hope.
I bet when they started, they had hoped it wouldn't take 100 years and still not have the answer, but we're still looking.
We are.
And your event has been going on for how many years? You've been doing this a long, long time.
Since the early 90s. I missed the first couple of years, but I've been doing it for over 15 years.
So there's a history behind it here locally, and it's grown through the years, I take it?
Yes, it has.
You haven't had any, kind of setbacks as you get more other groups starting to do one? I know there's one on the west side, and there's other counties that got into it, and you were kind of the first in the area and drew from a little bigger area at the beginning.
No, it really hasn't hurt us. We all do relay, but every relay is unique to itself.
The organization is very helpful in helping us set up everything that needs to be done, giving us steps of when to do this and this, and they're very good at giving us all the support we need to make these events very efficient, very enjoyable, and the fellowship is wonderful.
And basically, each group decides the type of events they're going to do based on what works in your community?
That's correct. We do theme laps, and we have entertainment all day long and through the night. We all are required to do opening ceremony, a fightback ceremony, a survivor ceremony, luminaria ceremony, and closing ceremony. Those are all national standards that we all have to do. But beyond that, it's up to each individual relay as to what they do.
Now people hear about, Relay for Life, the C word, and they don't think of it as it's more of a somber thing, but the events you try to do have elements where you're respectful and you note who you've lost, but it's also about the survivors and the joy in that as well.
Most definitely. American Cancer Society promotes themselves as celebrating more birthdays, so each year we celebrate the survivors' birthdays. Through cancer, but Stephanie and I hope to give cancer, or the C, a new name this year. We have something planned at opening ceremony that we're going to change everybody's thinking about that big C.
I'm going to try and make it a little one?
No, we have other things that the C stands for.
That we can't say on radio?
Oh, no, we can say,
it's a surprise. I understand that.
It's a surprise, yeah.
I just don't want people to think, we're going to tell cancer what we think of it.
We are going to tell cancer what we think of it. We're going to put it down.
Ooh, there you go.
Now, one of the things that we're going to enjoy this year, my mom is a cancer survivor, so we are bringing in the caregivers and as many of the family as we can to do the survivor walk with her. And it's really exciting because my family's never been to a relay. This will actually be my first relay. I've been with the American Cancer Society for a long time doing the door-to-door fundraising, but I was never involved in the Relay for Life. And I'm very excited about this. I'm very excited about the fellowship that's going to go on, being able to talk with other people who have been through the big C word, and that it is not something that is the end. It is something you survive through and come out stronger, more faithful.
Now, medical societies, they have their definition of surviving, if you're clear for so many years. But I imagine you're just basically celebrating everyone who's had another year after the treatment and they're still going.
That is correct. And it's amazing to see how long some of these people have been fighting it. We have one individual that's over 29 years.
Does it ever cut any slack? I mean, has it been a constant 29 years? That seems like
there are stages. Yes, there are stages. You know, some people, if you hit 5 years, depending on the type of cancer you have, you're pretty good, but you're constantly checking on it. Mm-hmm. You know, you may go 5 years before you have to check again. But it's a constant that you never just let it go. You're constantly taking care of yourself, making sure your health is good, keeping contact with your doctors. But coming to these events help to give those people hope, help to give the survivors hope that keep fighting, just keep the fight going.
And they see the survival stories of others, you know, that, you know, it does get better, you know, it can get better. I can't say it does because every case is different, but it can get better and you still can have a life.
It is not the end of the world. You can always beat it. And we just, your mindset, your hope, your faith is so important.
Any changes to the events from past year? I know you have the luminaries. You have
the
paper bags that the people walk the 24 hours, and at night they're lit. It's kind of a unique thing to see in the city of Bad Axe. And you've had those for years. People basically order them, and they can put their name of a loved one who's either died of cancer, has cancer, or just what they want to support.
That's correct, and they are sold for $10 a bag. They will be available on site. Most anyone that you run into will sell them to you, and they can be sold ahead of time. And yes, they are in honor of loved ones that are fighting it or have that passed on.
As I understand it, you can take it home and write on it and decorate it the way you wish, or you can have somebody there help you out if you're...
That's correct.
If your penmanship is like mine.
That's correct. And you ask about something new. We are doing a 5K ribbon run this year, which 5Ks have become really popular, but we're tying it into our cause to fight cancer. And what we're having is each campsite is doing a different colored ribbon because each cancer has a different color. Purple represents them all. But say you want to walk for your aunt who has breast cancer. Well, then you'd go to the campsite that has the ribbon for breast cancer, which everybody knows is pink. My own brother has bladder cancer, which is yellow, so our team's going to have the yellow ribbon. And I'm not sure what Stephanie's team's doing, but...
Ours is black. Ours is for leukemia. It's also for our team, which our team name is the Legendary Udder Lovers, because we're all dairy farmers.
I'm glad you explained that.
They have unique names, and there's some good ones out there.
Now, do the teams compete with one another in fundraising?
Yes.
There's some, you know, good rivalry going on there, and it often tends to spice things up and to make the pot grow bigger at the end anyway.
Very much so.
Yes, there's a good competition going on, and we always give an award to the highest fundraising team, both youth and adults, or...
Most of the groups family, or most of the groups business, or a mixture of both?
Family, friends. It's a mixture of both.
Schools involved, churches. Hospitals involved. They have teams.
Because it seems like if you got two hospitals, there's a competition.
Oh yes. Yes, very much so.
Two schools? Oh, my gosh. You'd think the football team was there.
The football team is going to be there,
yes,
from Lakers.
They are.
They are.
They have been awesome this year. They have done a lot of off-site fundraisers, and I think right now they're in the running for the top thing.
They are competing for second, and they're fighting.
Now, is that an important part of how this works, is that there's a lot of off-site fundraising before you even get there, so you actually come there with a good kitty to start and keep working the night through?
Yes.
Yes. Most every, like the hospitals will do fundraisers pretty much every month. We have one team that is basically family and friends that relay all year round. Every month they do a fundraiser. My own team does a bowling thing over in Sebring in the winter months. And some just do their luminaria sales. It's up to each team, you know, what they want to do as far as fundraising.
They've had garage sales, mom-to-mom sales, bake sales. Whatever you feel is something that people would enjoy and would come and do fundraising.
And we also do fundraisers at our campsites at the event, too.
How do you organize all of this? Because, this is, you know, usually when people donate, the funds go to what they donate it to. And, you know, you have flyers, you have all this other expenses that go on. How does the organization work that out?
We have monthly meetings that we meet, and then we have subcommittees on the committee itself, and we're always looking for new committee members and new teams.
You get, like, donations, people who print, people who do certain things, try to help you out a little bit and do their part with their specialties and cut down on your costs in getting this going.
And the City of Baddox is kind enough to let us use the park. Normally you can't be in the park 24 hours, but they make special privileges for us for this event.
And camping is never allowed except for your event. You can't pop a tent in the middle of the park except that one single night.
They close off streets for us, and they're very,
everybody
very nice.
Is very helpful and kind and considerate to us, and we greatly appreciate that.
How many people do you attract to this, just roughly? I mean, you told me before we started you have 16 teams, so obviously there's at least 32, because you'd have to have two to have a team, but obviously teams are a lot bigger than
most teams have at least 10-plus members.
Oh, so you're talking
in the
hundreds.
And that's just teams,
here.
So then you're talking the community, too. I would say we average, at a given time, maybe 300 people.
Probably slacks off about 2 a.m. and then gets a little bigger towards the closing ceremony.
That's correct. One of our main events is our Survivor Ceremony and our Luminaria ceremonies. They seem to attract a lot of people. And our Survivor Ceremony is at 4 o'clock, and we encourage anyone that has cancer to come and register as a survivor, because we have a goal this year of 145 survivors to be registered, and we'd like to surpass that figure. And they can register from opening ceremony, which is 10 o'clock, up until 3:30, a half an hour before the survivor ceremony.
And then the people just will come up. You're not going to, because you might lose people if they think they have to talk.
Yeah, no, they don't have to talk. They just have to come to the pavilion where our registration's going on, and the people there will help them get registered.
Is this also the kind of event where people start making those connections, those links to the support they need for locally, other people in the community going through the same things, families? How did you deal with this? You know, all of these things somebody's gone through before. And it seems like this would be the perfect opportunity to find someone who's been close to your situation, to even just for the reassurance, yeah, it'll either get better or you'll get through it, all those types of things you need to know.
That's exactly why we relay. We want people to know that there are many others out there just like them, going through the same problems that they are. And the fellowship and the conversation you get helps you build your support group, number one, with the companies that are available, with the resources that are available, and just to make you feel that you're not alone. People exchange phone numbers, they set up times to meet later on, just to help support other people going through the same thing. The fellowship is by far, to me, one of the most important parts of the relay.
Because your family is going through the exact same thing you are, and a lot of times people don't want to dump even more on them about what they're feeling and what they're going through. And this seems like the perfect opportunity to find other people who have maybe gotten past where you're at and can show you the light at the end of the tunnel.
We want everybody to know that they're not fighting this alone, that we are all there to help them.
Terrific. Now you've got the Survivor Ceremony, the Luminaria Ceremony. That obviously has to be close to dark time, because the bags don't look near as good in the daylight.
Right. Our Luminaria Ceremony is at 9 p.m.
And as I remember from years past, isn't there supposed to always be somebody walking that trail throughout the entire event? I mean, you switch off in groups, this is your hour, this is your hour, that type of thing. But there's supposed to be somebody passing by pretty much all the time to in honor of all the people who have survived and didn't.
That is the goal, that we have someone on the track all 24 hours. We do suspend walking during the ceremonies, but that is the only time that there shouldn't be anyone on the track.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about the Survivor Ceremony, the Luminaria Ceremony. These are all the somber parts of it, but there's fun parts as well, and you know, you've got music, you've got all types of games and things going on, as I understand it. So and is it family friendly? I mean, totally family friendly. Do you bring the kids, because they're dealing with it too, and they've got other kids they can play with, and you know, who are going through exactly what they're doing anyway, and find out it's okay to smile and it's okay to play again.
Well, and the one thing that people need to understand, when you hear the word relay, you think running or walking. Don't let that stop you from coming out. You don't have to go onto the track to run and walk. There are so many things going on. Human bingo.
Human bingo?
Human bingo. The hula hoop game. They're doing a limbo lap. And now, and Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood sing-along laps. I mean, you think about these things and it. We're not going to have those people there, but you take a poster with you. Walk around the track with a picture of Carrie Underwood. If that's what works for you, that's fine. If you just want to sit and listen to the music and or your grandparents aren't able to walk, there are Pantene Beautiful Links Cut-a-thon. Any ideas on that one?
Well, as far as I know, that's where they come and they donate their hair for the wig banks.
Oh, okay.
Which we do have one locally at Designs Unlimited. So that is where some of the funding that we raise comes back to the community through the wig bank.
Because of the off-time effects of chemotherapy and what it does to the follicles on your head.
The loss of your hair, exactly.
Either some or all of it. And, you know, and going through cancer, your self-image has got to be an important factor in how you feel and how... and. Recovery often is tied to, you know, whether you've got a positive outlook or a negative one.
Very much so. We've got the Port Austin Stompers coming, Magic by Poppy the Great, which is a clown that everybody knows in this area. Don't Soak Your Partner, there's an Easter egg hunt. The Music by Kids for Christ are coming. There's just all night long, you've got the Ultimate Twister Contest. If you've ever played Twister, you know that's kind of interesting.
And how's it ultimate, or do I need not ask?
You'll find out when you come.
There you go.
How's that for an answer? But yeah, there's different laps. The Survivor lap, of course, at 4 o'clock. The 5K starts at 6, and of course you have to register ahead of time and go around and get your ribbons. We've got the Veterans Lap, and that's at 8:30. We're hoping we can get many of the veterans out there to walk the lap with us, or we can push them in wheelchairs or amigos, however works for them.
Is the 5K completely in town, or do you run?
It's in town.
It starts at the park and ends at the park. Kind of runs like the one at Hatchet Festival, from what I'm understanding.
Okay, so you don't have to worry that you're too far from a home base.
Correct. I believe it's all pavement that they're walking on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that I would imagine
correct.
You'd have to in case of inclement weather. You don't want people with muddy sneakers all day long.
Let's see. Some of the laps are, there's a Hawaiian lap, the purple lap, decades of music lap, the boot lap, carry a boot, wear boots. The tourist lap, there's the patriotic lap, there's a school spirit lap, get some cheerleaders out there, pajama lap, so you can come in your pajamas, the crazy hat lap, the limbo lap, like I was saying, which that's going to be really interesting. I don't know how they're going to do that one, but it'll be fun.
And the forever famous pickle lap.
The pickle lap, yeah.
Okay, so, you what, you eat pickles the whole trip?
That's correct.
Carry a pickle.
Whatever works for you.
Well, you know, you get some of the kids there, you know, that pickle's not going to last that long.
I know, I love pickles, so. But yeah, there's many events going on that isn't just walking around the...
And there's something going on all the time. It may be a couple of things at the same time. You pick the one that fits you best.
Exactly.
Because if you don't want to run, you can do something else and listen to the music or whatever.
We're rooster crowing, we're pig calling.
And we're also doing pantyhose bowling. And we had an individual tell us, I've bowled all my life, but I've never bowled with pantyhose, so I'm not really sure what that's about either, so you need to come check that out.
Okay. Gentlemen, line up.
Hopefully not, but okay. But just all kinds of different things that people have thought up to make a lap fun,
mm-hmm.
So it's not just the walking, you can...
Are these things all dreamt up locally? Do you get help from the national organization, find out what works in other places and kind of customize it to what you think might work here? Or do you find we have enough creativity around here to fill the 24 hours?
This is all done locally.
Yes, the people who have thought this, there's a combination on the committee of a a group that sit around and think about, you know, what kind of lap could we bring in and where can we put that in and where would we get the most people in to keep them entertained so that it doesn't slow down. It just keeps moving.
And are the laps you're talking about the luminary lap?
We walk the track, right.
So mm-hmm. it's not the whole 5K where you have to eat a pickle. It's the,
no.
it's the luminary.
It's the luminary lap. Okay. Or the luminary track, I should say.
I'm going to make sure you guys remember to bring lawn chairs because we don't have seating facilities there, like bleachers or anything. So
the park has, you know, a couple of swings and a little bit under the gazebo, but they go fast, and that might not be where the action is that you want to be. So you
right.
have to bring your own. And
there are a few picnic tables that are available, but it's best to bring your own chair if you want to sit.
And what are the rules for camping there? Is it, you know, sometimes the parks don't like you to bring certain things into the park.
Well, there's no alcohol allowed.
That's where I was going.
There's no smoking allowed.
No tobacco
because
products.
Because it's city property and they
no
have liability.
And no pets allowed unless it's like a service dog, like a leader dog for the blind, something of that nature.
Because, you know, you want to avoid having to tell someone who's come all the way there, no, you got to take that home and
put Fido back in the car, which is really not a good thing in the heat, so...
Well, and you know, you don't want to discourage anyone.
No.
You want everybody to come and
have a good time,
have a positive experience. Yeah,
right.
If people want to get involved in the local Relay for Life, because as you say, it's not just this one day. People are doing this all year round. The hospitals you mentioned are doing, you know, things every month that are raising funds, and it's not just a one day event. It's a year round effort because cancer is not a one day event. It's a year-round thing. If people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Our committee starts planning right after we do the wrap-up. We start beginning the planning for the next year, setting up the dates and setting our committee up. And we need a lot of support as far as committee members. It's a year commitment, but usually you find that they come back every year because it is really rewarding to volunteer your time to something that is this important.
And does it take a lot of your time, or is it a month or a meeting every month or so?
It's a monthly meeting.
And there'll be some work in between that you're going to have to do that you get from the meeting. But as far as the formally, we all have to get together here. That's the 1 month of meeting. Your subcommittees or whatever meet when they can all figure out when they can get together. So it's flexible in that regard.
It's you're not just a one-man team. You always have a group that are working with you at all times. So you're not alone at what you're doing.
Our committee right now consists of 22 members, so, and like I said, we can always use more.
Do you have representation from pretty much the whole of the county, or are there areas lacking that you'd like to see people? You could use a few more from this area or that area.
We could use a few more people from the Port Austin-Caseville area, and even up in Port Hope. It seems like the very tip of the thumb is kind of weak, but otherwise the rest of the county is pretty well involved.
So...
We have had teams from the Port Austin area in the past, but I don't know what's happened. I guess we need to work that area a little more.
Well, I mean, you know, at least you're Huron County Relay for Life. It does encompass everybody, and they should all, the disease doesn't stop at Fillion Road.
No, it does not, and it knows no age. It doesn't pick from young to old. It affects everyone.
And not just the person with it, the whole family down the line is
correct.
Involved
and
in
sometimes
it.
The caregivers actually suffer more than the individual going through it because people don't realize what the family or the friends, the support group go through. They equally go through things, not just the person that is fighting the disease.
And oftentimes they are caregivers, you know, at least through part of the process and that, and takes a toll on them too.
Yes, it does.
We are online at Relay for Life. If you just type that into your search engine, it'll bring you up, and then you just pick Huron County, and it'll bring up all the information, all the teams. You can find out times. There's contact individuals.
And it's not too late to put together a team, even though you've talked, you know, some of these teams are, you know, going year-round raising funds. It's not too late to start. You could have a first year run through, see how you do at the event, and then you got the next whole year to get that fundraising into gear.
And every dollar counts because we don't know which dollar is going to find that cure.
Well,
Excellent point. Good job.
And there's also an 800 number for the American Cancer Society where you can find out more information. It's 1-800-227-2345. And from my understanding, they are available 24 hours, 365.
And it's not only info on Relay for Life, but any type of cancer that you're dealing with, any type of questions you have. You know, we go on the internet and you see all kinds of crazy sites, but these are people who have been in it long term and they have the research and they, you know, have what is known and accepted and not the crazy hinky stuff that seems to pop up all the time.
Well, you hear a lot of the events and organizations that you donate to where their administrative costs are so high that there's very little that actually gets to the actual cause you're giving towards. Mm-hmm. I looked up some information. Our administrative cost has a score of 10 out of 1 being low, 10 being high. We have a score of 10 that only 6.8% of our income goes to administrative costs. So that's a really good score for an organization that is a fundraising organization. When if you go to www.cancer.org, all this information is there for you to look up. They're very open about what they do with our monies.
And any reputable organization that raises funds will have that available to you. It's a big flashing warning sign if they aren't willing to do that.
Exactly.
And it's something that you should always look for when you're giving to make sure what you're giving is going where you want it to go.
Yeah, always do your research before you get to do those fundraisings.
Well, I appreciate you taking time today. Again, this is coming up Saturday morning at 10 through Sunday morning at 10, 24 hours, relaying around here on the city of Bad Axe, bound by the park. And people need to get there right away to get the best camping spots, or you don't reserve. You get there and you pick, okay, I'd like that spot, and away you go.
It's kind of set up that our logistics chair has kind of planned it out the same as last year, but it's kind of come as you are type thing. There's lots of room, so.
Because if you've got someone who's elderly and needs to be close to the restroom, you might want to you might want to pick your spot carefully.
Exactly.
Correct.
Well, thanks. I hope you have a good turnout. Your goal this year is?
93,000.
And like you say, you've been raising funds through the year, so.
Right. We're better than halfway there.
But you got that other half to go, and that's coming up on Saturday and Sunday morning. So
everybody come out and relay.
Bring your chairs and lots of cash.
Thanks for being with us. I hope you have a good turnout, good weather, and a lot of people show up.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Carolyn Collings, chairperson, and Stephanie Leiprand, the vice chair of Huron County Relay for Life. It is this Saturday night through Sunday morning at 10. It starts at 10 Saturday morning, runs through next Sunday morning, 24 hours at the park in downtown Bad Axe. They're going to close off some of the streets to make it safe for the people doing their walks, and they are going to have a lot of things going on. Get down there, check it out, and you can give to a good cause. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.